proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. On the line with us is a candidate. This is a hyper-local story, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a story that I think resonates all across the United States and other countries, because here's a young man who's running for the Iowa legislature in what is called House District 9. That is in Webster County, Fort Dodge area, northwest Iowa. And his story is remarkable. I have no skin in the game. I don't know Charles necessarily, but I was impressed by his story, and I think you will be too. So let's get into this. Charles Clayton, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've taken the time to be with us today.
Oh, I'm grateful and honored for you to have me, Michael. I appreciate it very much.
Well, we may have crossed paths at one time. I don't recall, but I was captivated by your story. You're running for House District 9 in Fort Dodge in Webster County. You've got an incredible backstory. So let's start with that, shall we? Who is Charles Clayton, and why in the heck would you run for the Iowa legislature?
Charles Clayton's born and raised Fort Dodge. Graduated high school here in 89. I was on the 88 stamp championship team. Still keeping, just talked to my head coach, Coach Goodman, who coached. Goodman's also a long time, born and raised Fort Dodge, moved away, came back, won a championship. But if you talk about someone that bleeds Dodger, it's Coach. I still keep in touch with him and Wade Lookingbell, Jay Goodman, Mark Carlson, Murph Wash, a lot of guys just from that championship team. So I'm a Fort Dodge guy. I left high school and went off to college for a year to play junior college ball down at DMAC. Ended up back in Fort Dodge and kind of, you know, those hoop dreams were crushed, and now I'm kind of floundering around the community and made a stupid choice on New Year's Eve in 91 to fire some guns off in the air, found myself in trouble, found myself incarcerated, survived that, made that kind of a turning point in my life, kind of a tipping point, really, to go back, get my education. So I went to our community college here and got my two-year degree and criminal law, and then I got my four-year degree from Buena Vista in human services and social work, and I've been working with youth and kids ever since in a lot of different capacities, whether it's our local school district, youth shelter, Rabner Treatment Center. 2004, I started my own nonprofit from the ground up, Athletics for Education Success. And I've just kind of dedicated my life to making sure that I'll do my part for my community to make sure, number one, kids don't make the mistakes I made,
right,
that kids always have a mentor and an advocate for them, but also families that need help, step up and help families out. Or if they're just issues in the community that I can lend a voice, a hand, speak up for, fight for, kind of a, if need be, get into good trouble. That's just kind of what I've turned my life into. But I got to add, this is like Jerry Patterson. Anybody who knows Fort Dodge knows probably sure. Jerry Patterson and what a great man he was. Jerry was kind of a major influence on my life as a kid and as an adult, someone who was always kind of there to help me out and guide me through things and had no reason to take interest in me, other than Jerry was just that kind of person. And so it's kind of my way of giving back to my community, because Jerry and this community, a lot of other people in this community have just given so much to me. I feel I got to give back.
His name is Charles Clayton, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about his race in House District 9, which would be Webster County and in Fort Dodge. And for full disclosure, I spent a considerable amount of time in Fort Dodge, both on the radio as well as the president and CEO of Friendship Haven, for a number of years before emigrating to Polk County. And it's a remarkable place, but I am captivated, and you are always so transparent, Charles Clayton, about the incident that happened on New Year's Eve in 1992, which I knew nothing about until we talked. But if I've got this story correctly, you fired a gun into the air and were arrested and charged with what?
So New Year's Eve, myself and some other friends all went outside at New Year's and fired some guns in the air.
And who, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, this is Iowa. And I'm not sure. There's a lot of folks in Iowa that do the same thing.
And so the next day, officers come to my house and say there was an incident and my car was involved and blah, 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 blah. And, I voluntarily said, hey, man, we're just celebrating New Year's. If you need to take my car for something, take it. Like, I didn't even argue about it. And you got to get a warrant and all this. Take it, because I'm just, here's me. This is what I'm about. Later went up to the police station to get the car back, and it was, you're under arrest for firing guns into the air and carrying weapons into city limits. And I mean, there were about five or six charges when I was first charged, and it was going through trial and everything else. We got down to the last couple of days before the trial was going to start, and terrorism.
Like, so you were charged with terrorism.
I was charged with terrorism, and it was kind of, I don't know how you get terrorism out of an honest mistake, not saying that I didn't deserve consequence there. And we had a plea bargain, I thought, on the table of firing a gun with the city limits, true, carrying weapons, true. And then the county attorney just added on two or three more charges, one of them being terrorism. We went to trial, and only thing that stuck was the terrorism, because if people in that neighborhood felt terrorized, then I'm guilty. The funny part is, though, this was in our Pleasant Valley area, our predominantly Black community. We had let everybody in the community know that we were having a party that night. And I would say, honestly, there was a handful of people out there when we went out to shoot, that it wasn't even just at the party we were at. It was almost like every other house in the community was doing that at midnight.
Yeah. And I'm with you. You know, I've seen it myself, in cities and in rural parts of not only Iowa, but the United States. And this is not uncommon. And then of course you're charged with terrorism and then you get a sentence. And ladies and gentlemen, this is 18 years ago, but I think what is so underscore about this, and look, we do business. We don't do politics on the News Hour. We talk about business for the most part. And here's a young man whose life could have been ruined, because some overzealous person thought, well, okay, we're going to show this Black guy a lesson. And you cannot, Charles, look, I'm stepping out on a limb here, but it just, the whole story sounds to me as though this was just another method of oppressing some people who didn't have voice in the community. And it's a stunning, stunning story. So now, of course, then you go to college, you get your degree, and you've started your own nonprofit, running for the Iowa House District 9. Charles, tell us some of the things that you think are so important as you carry on your campaign.
I think it's important for, number one, for me to be in this race is because I think Iowa's common, everyday persons, families struggle are the struggles that I've been in with people. I don't have to read about them. I don't have to watch them on TV. I don't have to go do research on them. I've been fighting, struggling, sharing tears with these families for the last 15, 20 years of my life, trying to get things taken care of. So an elderly couple that now can't afford to pay their bills and pay their medicine, and all of a sudden they're also parents again because their kids have dropped the grandkids off of them for whatever reason. And my nonprofit stepping up in a place saying that we will help with free daycare if need be. We will help make sure you get extra food to your homes if need be. If there's times we got to step up and even help pay some prescriptions, we'll do that. And then to see what we've done with Medicaid in Iowa breaks my heart, because that's something that I think I can fight for and I can do better with. To look at mental health issues and how our local police department, sheriff's department, know people by first name and on a regular basis that they have to interact with because we don't have the mental health services here that we need. And their frustration and kind of a waste of our taxpayer dollars for our police to keep being bogged down that way and not to have a better way to take care of some of that. Or that we're running child psychiatrists and help for kids out of the state because of a lack of mental health providers. And that all goes back to Medicaid reimbursement rates and Medicaid reimbursement speed. Education, I'm very big on, and I don't agree with getting rid of collective bargaining. I think that hurts our teachers and their ability to just be able to take care of their own families. But also education, Iowa's got to get back to being number one in education. And the only way you do that is we got to invest in it, and we got to make it a priority first. Like, our top priority, let's take care of education. Then maybe let's worry about big tax breaks for corporations and everything else like that. Workers in Iowa, man, I deal with families that are working, like two-parent homes that are working and still maybe poor. But that goes back to, we haven't had a wage increase in the state since COVID. And these are good people. These are not people trying to take handouts. Mom and dad are both working hard jobs, and they're still not able to make ends meet. So those are just a few of the things, man, that I just think that I've seen it. I've stressed out about it. I've shared tears with these people. I've tried to create creative programs at a grassroots level to take care of it. But maybe I can do better. Maybe I can do more and get to a state level that a community doesn't need a Charles Clayton running around doing so much, because Webster County can do better. District 9 can do better. Iowa can just do better, Mike.
Charles Clayton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Full disclosure, Charles, I had a conversation just this week with Representative Todd Pritchard, who is in Charles City, Iowa. He happens to be the minority leader in the Iowa House of Representatives. And we talked about you, as a matter of fact. And this is what he said, quote, "Charles Clayton would be an excellent addition to the legislative process because of his history in helping people, and he would bring a whole new understanding to the legislators in Des Moines when it comes to issues about kids, young people, who may be on the brink of turning bad, and how we can help underserved, marginalized young people, be they black, white, brown, it doesn't matter, because Charles has been there and he gets it." I thought that was a pretty sound recommendation myself.
I think that's a great recommendation. And I have to tell Todd, I appreciate those kind words. And it just echoes that, again, I've just fought for any and everybody in this community. I mean, I've tried to be a leader, and I say that I'm a leader, I'm not a politician, because when anybody knows anything about Fort Dodge, when Frontier Days was on the brink of collapse in mid-2000, the group that did it, the Fort Dodge Dragoons, had got up there in age and they couldn't do it anymore. Dan Payne kind of approached me and said, "Charles, would you like to come to some of these meetings and hear about what's going on with Frontier Days?" And I found out it was a $1 million weekend for our community, right? Something that was a great tourist attraction for our community. And here's a hip-hop kid in the 80s, Mike. I mean, I grew up on rap and hip-hop and that whole era. And I stepped up and took on Frontier Days, which is 100% country western.
Oh, yeah.
Because I care about my community, and I wanted to be a leader, and I wanted to do the right thing. I may not have been the most prepared for that. I may not have been the most equipped for that or educated on it. But I said I would do it for 5 years and someone else could step up and take it over. And at the end of that 5 years, that event was still vibrant and going and heading in a direction I thought would keep it going, even though leadership since then has kind of fell off. But that's just a small example, along with Operation Christmas that had been in Fort Dodge since the 60s. Same thing. The group had gotten older and they were ready to, hey, we can't do it anymore. And no one else in the community wanted to step up. And I said, I got this. My nonprofit will step up and we'll make sure that kids in the community, white, black, Hispanic, it don't matter. If they need to get food and toys and clothes for Christmas, my organization stepped up into that space. And I want to take that leadership and that passion to the State House. Again, I'm not a politician. I'm not getting into this to be a great politician. I'm getting this to be a leader and a leader that can make Iowa better.
You've been listening to Charles Clayton, ladies and gentlemen. You know, leadership is oftentimes created by some negative experiences in our lives. And truly, from what we've heard today from Charles, that's the story here, is that you have a young man who wants to make a difference, not in just one group of people, but an entire group of people. And Charles, I it's a pleasure to visit with you. I wish you the best of luck. I think you're exactly, this is just me talking, I think you're, because of my history in Fort Dodge, I think you're exactly what that community needs moving forward. So thanks so much for taking the time to be with me today.
Thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it, Mike.
That once again is the voice of Charles Clayton. He's running for the Iowa legislature for House District 9, which would be Webster County in the Fort Dodge area in northwestern Iowa. Thanks very much to Charles. And yes, we will have links to his website up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Charles Clayton, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.